Time it is, we can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. In the studio with Hardwood Forest Connor, we have Mr. Mobius on the line. We have Investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, how have things been going at Wright's Coin Shop?
Crazy busy.
Mm-hmm. And why is that? Why are things so busy at Wright's Coin Shop?
Because nothing's getting any better. Everybody, the economy still sucks, and people want to come in and put things back for hard times so that they'll have something later or be able to trade for goods and services.
They're pulling out their teeth. They're popping the little barbells out of their hoo-haws. And they're cashing them in.
Whatever they can find.
The golden hoo-ha. So, now, of course, people who live around here, they can come see you at Wright's Coin Shop. And how can they do that?
They can drive out to our location at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can call us on the phone at 828-298-5402. They can just pop on in whenever they want. We're here Monday through Friday from 10:30 until 5:30.
So people who don't even live around here can call you a trusted voice.
Yes.
On the line.
Mm-hmm.
828-298-5402. And when they call you up, I mean, you can sit there, be therapeutic with them, listen to their problems, tell them how you can make their life better.
Exactly. They can tell me their situation, their hopes and dreams. I will take them under my wing and help them along.
Okay. You like to eat at McDonald's, Shelley?
Haven't eaten at McDonald's in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Mostly because 10 minutes later, I'm still hungry. I just can't get filled up.
I'm going to leave that one right there.
Yeah, you just did
that. Well, you know, there's a story here. Headline is, McDonald's turned me into a hooker.
How is that?
Says, don't get too excited, guys. Now, this is apparently a real story from AboveTheLaw.com. And it claims that a woman got a job at a McDonald's in Las Vegas, Nevada, of all places. Or, I'm sorry, Nevada.
Nevada.
I can never get used to saying that. Got a job there and working that milkshake.
Milkshake. Milkshake.
And turns out that the guy there who was in charge of her boss started apparently turning her out from McDonald's. An evil pimp is what they're calling him. As opposed to that pimp with a heart of gold. Golden arches. He's been turning her out. And she became such a success at McDonald's that she soon became a top booker at a brothel near Las Vegas. In some cases, 12 men a night were just, you know, having their way with that special sauce. And so now she She's turned over a new leaf, and she is actually suing not only the guy, but she's trying to sue McDonald's, saying that they failed to conduct a due diligence into the moral character of this man when it sold a franchise to him, failed to properly supervise and train him. Sounds to me like he did pretty well. And he was using his position as an employer, conspiring, so on and so forth. So now, you know, she says McDonald's is responsible for her having to entertain so many men.
She takes no responsibility whatsoever for her own actions.
It was Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
We now have a McHooker.
Yeah. The McHooker.
The McHooker.
See, kids, there's always a chance you can make it in life. You don't need that GED. Next we go to Des Moines, Iowa. IT administrator is in trouble. Says here for 5 months he was going around his business there, a financial service business, and urinating on women's chairs. Yeah, the female co-workers. Just marking his territory. This went on, 59-year-old man doing this time and time again to 4 particular women's chairs for at least 5 months. Why would somebody pee on somebody's chair, Forrest? Can you imagine why this, you know, is beneficial?
No.
Maybe Pumpkin Man had something to do with this?
Pumpkin Man.
And so, you know, it says here, quote, he would pick out the attractive females, and then on off hours, he would come into work, go to their desk, urinate on their chairs. They're claiming the damage to the chairs, estimated at $4,500. You know, you hear stuff like this from time to time, and recently, Thomas Kincaid, painter of light, bless his heart, passed away. You know who Thomas Kincaid was, right, Shelley?
Yes.
Do you like Thomas Kincaid?
He was fine.
Fine?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It wasn't my particular cup of tea, but my brother really liked
it. He was the painter of light.
Yeah.
After he died, I started reading a little bit about Thomas Kincaid, and there's a story. I don't know if this is true or not. It was on Wikipedia, so, you know, probably, because we know
not.
That's still tight, factual. Said that he liked to urinate on things to mark his territory, and the case that stood out in my mind, supposedly he went to Disneyland and urinated on Winnie the Pooh. And that was, but you know, you think to yourself, is that what it takes to get that artistic power? You have to pee on Winnie the Pooh.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Yeah, he painted a great picture of the Biltmore House. Have you seen that?
I haven't. But isn't there a Thomas Kincaid store there in here in Biltmore Village?
Probably.
There is.
Yeah. And you know, and the thing about his paintings, you know, you dim the light on them, and they transform into a nighttime atmosphere where you can see the lights coming through the windows and so on. Thomas Kincaid, you know, I was thinking about, have you been to the Biltmore House, Shelley?
Yeah, I used to work for the Biltmore House.
So we finally found a place you've been to. Did you ever come into contact with Thomas Kincaid?
No.
No? Hmm. Well, that's a shame. Mobius, you know what I'm talking about.
I bet he would have liked her.
Yeah, I bet.
Not as much as Winnie the Pooh, I'm sure.
He got special power from peeing on things. That was like his deal with the devil. St. Louis, Missouri. Rocker gets rabies shot after a bat urinates in his eye. Okay, says, what is it about bats and heavy metal musicians? Ozzy Osbourne famously interacted with a bat in another way back in 82. Now a member of the heavy metal band Torch is wishing he never came into contact with one of the winged creatures. He said a bat just flew over and peed in his eye. Wow, that's interesting. The musician went and got all the shots and whatnot. Never heard of a bat peeing on somebody. You ever heard of that?
No, and getting it in your eye?
Yeah. It's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
I have had a bird take a dump on me before. Has that happened to you?
Thanks for sharing. No. Well, my car, I just had it washed the other day.
Seagulls are the worst for it.
I considered it a sign from God. It was a dove that flew over and graced me. See how fast we can move? This is how many stories we have. We have so many stories. Just boom, boom. How about this one? This is kind of interesting. This might be the smartest / most twisted man. A British guy was operating for decades a sperm bank, and he guaranteed his customers that they would get material from above average dungers, but he was secretly using his own bodily prospects. And now they say this guy may have fathered as many as 600 children.
You know, I think I saw an episode of Law and Order about that.
Really?
I did, many years ago.
The guy died in 1972. They're now doing all these tests, and they're finding, you know, all these kids linked to him. And, you know, when I read this, and I thought, as sick and twisted as it is, how smart must this guy have been to be like, I will open a bank, and I will sell my own secret formula for the rest of my life, and people will pay me for this. I mean, it's brilliant in a dark, evil, twisted way, is it not? I mean, look.
In a dark, dark, you know, dark, evil, sick, 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 twisted way.
But he got
maybe.
The job done. He got the job done. So
the problem with this in the UK is people now are like having their blood tested, and they're finding they're closely related over and over again because of this guy.
Oh no! Wow. So that is causing some issues. You gotta like you're not sure if you're going to marry somebody, and it's gotta be your sister.
Yes.
Well. Maybe what if you just opened up a bank and you just told everybody, look. This is going to be all my stuff. Can we go into business on this right now? Who's with me? Forrest?
I'll have to pass on that.
I want you to buy a little share of this. Who wants to buy a little Mobius yen on this? The Joshua P. Warren
Bank?
You've talked
me into more bizarre things than this, but I'm going to step back on those ones.
It's a bank, and you're guaranteed to always have surplus. Okay, looks like it's break time. When we come back, we're going to read a story from Pennsylvania about a family that's been busted for doing something they shouldn't have been doing. Salem police they've arrested the mother for doing something she shouldn't have been doing. Illinois. Tips for nude beaches. Washington State. We're just traveling all over the place. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. More weird and often disgusting and disturbing stories on Speaking of Strange right after this. The neighborhood was changing.
It's a dark night.
Yeah, it's the dark 30 hour. It's the hour when we talk about news that is legitimate, but it's some of the darker, more controversial, and outrageous material. Not for the kiddies. Not for the easily offended. So if you fall into, you know, one of those categories, just, you know, turn the radio off. Come back beginning of next hour, and things will be perhaps a bit more acceptable. Because right now we're just kind of going down the list. We're going through the pile of bad human behavior. You know, I was talking last segment here about the McHooker. And, Mobius, you said that there's a related story about a cheeseburger scenario at McDonald's. Is that right?
It is.
But what is this story? What happened here?
There was a police officer out, and he was trolling, doing this hooker watch.
Yeah.
And a woman seemed very excited to see him. She came up to his police cruiser. He talked to her for a while. She got in, and they negotiated. And she accepted a deal to exchange sex for two cheeseburgers off the value dollar meal.
The value meal?
Yes.
These weren't even Big Macs?
Not even Big Macs. Nope. And so he went and he bought her the two cheeseburgers, and she, you know, was very excited, and she again affirmed the deal, at which point he arrested her. And so it was one of the oddest cases that he had. So this... You remember the McNugget story we had?
Yeah, the McNugget whore.
You can add this one to the list of just bizarreness. Weird things happen at McDonald's.
So we had the McNugget whore. We got the cheeseburger whore. We had the McHooker. Okay, Shelley, let me just ask you.
Yes.
Let's say you get down on your luck. And you've reached that point.
Mm-hmm.
You'd do anything for... something from McDonald's, something from the McDonald's menu. What would you pick from the menu?
Well, it wouldn't be anything from the dollar menu.
You sure about that?
I'm sure.
Well, what kind of meal would it take from McDonald's? What would you, if you're like, okay, let's get down to the nitty gritty. What do you want from the McDonald's menu?
Oh,
is the Big Mac going to do it?
I don't know.
An apple pie? A cherry pie?
For sex?
A large fry?
An ice cream cone?
Yeah. A milkshake?
I don't think anything's going to do it for me. You're going to have to find some other...
Okay, well, let's just put it this way, though.
Yeah.
If you've made that decision in your life, you're going to go for fast food... in exchange, would you pick McDonald's or would you go to another fast food chain?
It would be McDonald's.
It would be?
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
So you would pick McDonald's then?
Yeah.
You wouldn't go for like Hot Dog King or or Burger King or...
Zaxby's or Bojangles.
Oh, now, you know, maybe Bojangles.
Okay. Like a sausage biscuit, a steak biscuit... wedge fries,
Bowberry biscuit.
Ooh, Bowberry. No, it'd have to be more than a Bowberry biscuit.
Two Bowberry biscuits.
But I think we've narrowed it down where? Yeah. If I was that down on my luck.
Mm-hmm. It'd be Bojangles.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. I expect a Bojangles endorsement.
Got a great Cajun
tomorrow morning
biscuit.
Let's take care of that. Bojangles endorsement. And as we're talking about this, I'm reading this story from New Hampshire. It says, if you catch an uninvited half-naked man in your home, you're probably going to remove him using whatever you can. A stunned New Hampshire resident swung a shovel and hurled vice grips at a pantsless intruder sneaking around the home. It says here that... There is a woman, her name is Bolton, I won't use her full name, discovered this pantsless man. Said, quote, he had a T-shirt, no pants, no boxers, nothing. And so it says she screamed out for her boyfriend, Derek McNutt, who was sleeping in another room. quote, he threw the vice grips at me, and I threw them right back at him, McNutt told the media there. Boyfriend then used a wrench and baseball bat to fight off the man. At one point, they got locked out of their own house by the half-naked man. And finally, the guy just ran away, and he was arrested. Huffington Post. Yeah.
In the last 4 weeks, there have been 10 to 15 incidents of naked men just breaking into random houses doing bizarre things. So you're giving one example. If you want to go to the Facebook page, there are a lot.
Okay, well, that's all linked up at speakingofstrange.com. Pennsylvania, four members of a family busted in a nude romp in the parking lot of Upper Darby High. Entire family in custody after cavorting in the nude in the parking lot of Upper Darby High School. The Butler family. See, you keep hearing these names, McNutt, Butler. Let's see here, including the mother who was 43, the children who were 23, 22, and a 14-year-old boy, all facing charges of lewdness and trespassing. According to the cops there, the group of people started singing religious songs and laid down naked on the sidewalk at the entrance of the building. And, of course, the security ordered them away, did no good. They were chanting prayers to Jesus. Says when police got there, they'd locked their arms in defiant protest. When we got them back to the police station, we gave them their clothes. The mom refused to put her clothes on. She's the leader of the pack. Huh. Why? Why? Why do families do this? Salem, Oregon. Story here about a mother who's been arrested. Mother of a 17-year-old dancer. Says mom taught her daughter to work in an adult club. Says she taught her to work as a stripper. They uncovered surveillance tapes, you know, showing the 42-year-old woman watching her daughter dance and giving her money at the club. There are people saying, oh, it makes me sick. Makes me sick. But I don't know. I mean, I keep hearing stories along these lines as well. It's kind of like things are getting so rough or whatever. Family members are just going out there and telling their other relatives to strip down, do what it takes. Let's go to Skokie, Illinois. Woman finds disturbing nude photos on a new smartphone. I wonder what makes a nude photo a disturbing nude photo. She bought a phone from Verizon. And when she fired it up, there were graphic pictures of naked men. Lots of them.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, darn. Darn naked men.
Really? Would that? You wouldn't care? You'd be like, oh, yeah, I got the bonus
pack. If they're hot, no, I wouldn't care.
But if they're not hot, they're disturbing?
Yeah, I guess so, yes.
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point. Do you find... Oh, yeah, I guess you clearly do. You find pictures of naked men exciting.
Well, yes.
Okay, because some women don't. Some women think that naked men just look silly. You know, they're running around with their jewels and whatnot. So you're like a Chippendales chick.
Oh.
Right?
Well, I've never been to a Chippendales show, but
you'd like to go to a Chippendales and see like those big, you know, beefcakes?
Sure.
Okay. That tells us something here about Shelley.
You and I can perform a show right now for her.
Let's do it during the break. We'll see what you think about this. How do you like that? We're going to take a break when we come back. I got tips for you this summer if you're going to visit a nude beach. You'll need to keep this in mind. It's actually quite interesting. We'll see if these guys have ever been to a nude beach. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
With them diamonds in it. Where'd you get that magic beans with them windows tinted? Who them girls you be with when you be riding through? Man, I ain't got nothing to prove. I pay my dues, breaking the rules and say fools while I'm taking the food. Tell me who's your man. How do you smoke so good? You's a superstar, boy. Why you still up in the hood? What in the world is in that bag? What you got in that bag? A couple of cans of whoop. You did a good job of just eyeing me, spying me.
I got my thing.
The Dark 30 Hour, when we dig into some of the more controversial and outrageous news, this might not be the hour for you if you don't want to hear this stuff, but hey, you know, it's real news, and somebody's got to report it. This is the show where we dig into, well, sometimes the pit of man's depravity after celebrating the summit of his enlightenment. And this is the pit part. So in the studio with Forrest Connor, Shelley Wright, we have Mr. Mobius on the line. And don't forget, if you go to joshuapwarren.com, you can learn about the radionics box, the wishing machine. You wouldn't believe the positive feedback we've gotten from the wishing machine being sold all over the world. So go to joshuapwarren.com. And, you know, it's about summertime, and I'm looking forward to going out to the beach. You know, Shelley, you and I, along with, again, some of our friends and colleagues, are going to be in Europe soon.
Yes.
I wonder if there are going to be any nude beaches we could hit up there.
I hope so.
Really, do you?
Well, maybe.
Forest?
You know, it depends on... Yeah.
Or what?
The idea sounds great, but there are a lot of people that decide to go nude that you really don't want to see.
Well, Forrest, have you been to a naked beach?
I don't think I have.
You have to think about this? Because apparently I never have either. Well, actually... I guess there's a difference between being to a naked beach and being naked on a beach.
Right.
But when you go to a nude beach, there's still an etiquette there. You can't just be out there, you know, windmilling it in front of picnickers, right?
Right.
There's got to be a little guideline, shall we say, for behavior. I don't think you would fare well on a nude beach, Shelley.
Why is that?
Because you're a redhead.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you'd need way too much sunblock.
Uh-huh.
All over. I mean, that's you're very vulnerable out there when you're completely exposed.
That's what you're worried about with me on a nude beach, that I might get sunburned?
Yeah, that's what they say right here. They say apply your sunscreen carefully, because you don't want to get burned in certain places.
No, that would be bad.
Mobius, I know better than to ask you if you've ever been to a nude beach.
I never have.
Yeah, exactly. You've probably laid there in your backyard naked a few times, though, right?
I have done that.
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
So you've certainly done that, Shelley.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say here that, you know, keep in mind, not all nudists are nubile. So, you know, chances are, whether you're in Europe or somewhere else, if you go outside, you know, you're not going to just find, you know, young, attractive people. A lot of them are going to be older, more mature, and kind of, you know, gross, wrinkly, hairy-looking spectacles. And that's cool, you know. You have a dissatisfied look on your face there for some reason.
Well, duh.
What, you think it's going to be a big Chippendales extravaganza on the beach?
That is the hope.
So, right off the bat, you need to know what you're getting into. Also, they say you need to know when to cover up. That, you know, while you're out there, you might be, you know, lowering your inhibitions and so on. But they say that once in a while, you might find yourself walking into an area where there's a restroom or there is some kind of a clothing optional section. And, you know, people expect you at that point in time to wrap yourself up into a nice little, you know, neat package there. So always carry a towel with you when you leave your spot on the beach so that you don't have to worry about possibly offending somebody. But I don't know. To me, it seems like if you don't want to be around naked people on the beach, you shouldn't go to a beach where naked people are going to be.
I agree.
Yeah. And last tip they give here, no snapping or leering. It says leave your camera in your hotel room or point it only at yourself or non-human scenery. Intrusive photography on a nude beach is uncool. Don't stare at people's private parts. It would be unseemly to gape at a body part when it's fully clothed and downright nude, rude, to gawk at it undressed. Okay, well, that's Fox News. How insightful, right? Now we go to Linwood, Washington. It says here, the state health department there allowed a bikini barista stand to reopen there after a controversy. Now, a barista, of course, is somebody who makes coffee and similar beverages, right, Shelley?
Right.
I'm not a big coffee drinker, but so...
Love my coffee drinks.
Yeah. Well, you ever heard of a bikini barista?
No.
Yeah. It says apparently a guy opened up a bikini espresso stand, and then apparently a camera caught the chick who worked there, you know, doing things she wasn't supposed to be doing.
Oh.
Yeah. Inside the stand. And all this was documented, so it got shut down. Now it's being reopened. But I've never seen such a thing as a bikini barista. That's in Linwood. Now we go to Lancashire, England. It says here, a gravy wrestling model. You ever heard of a gravy wrestling model? Apparently, yeah.
Gravy wrestling?
Yeah. There are women who get out there and slather themselves in gravy, and they wallow around in pools of gravy, and it's supposed to be enticing. It's supposed to be exciting in some way. They say that this woman, who is a gravy wrestling model, has suffered some terrible facial injuries after being hit with a monkey wrench. Yeah, that's pretty weird. Says she suffered serious eye damage after this. A 31-year-old hit in the face by her best friend after arriving back at her home and finding the single mother having... What? Okay, I'm just going to read this like it's written. It says here, 31-year-old was hit in the face by her best friend after arriving back at her home and finding the single mother having sex with another friend on her sofa. Okay, so I guess that was the problem.
That was how they came up with the monkey wrench.
Makes perfect sense now.
It does.
Somehow a monkey wrench, which was lying nearby on the floor, came into play, and this woman has been cracked in the face. This woman actually won the 2010 World Gravy Wrestling Championship. I wonder if Ric Flair was in that. Mobius, you know I met Ric Flair, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
He bought you a drink.
He bought me a drink. Good old Ric Flair. Okay, next story. Here's a new type of vodka that's come out. PB&J vodka. That sounds interesting. It says you may have thought that bacon-flavored vodka was bad, and if you tasted it, you know this to be hangover-inducingly true, but that may be top shelf compared to peanut butter and jelly vodka. I've never heard of that. They say it's very delightfully smooth, and, you know, you can mix it with peanut butter-flavored snacks, drink it straight up.
and a PB&J teeny, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
I don't know. I'm open to it, but I'm not convinced. Next story here, Gainesville, Florida. A woman here has poured bleach in her ex-boyfriend's lap while he was driving. They say hell truly hath no fury like a woman scorned. This woman, 19-year-old, accused of doing, blah, 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 blah. She pushed her ex in the face. Okay, it says pushed. I wonder if they meant punched.
Probably punched.
Yeah, this is Huffington Post. Her ex in the face as he was driving, then opened a bottle of bleach and poured it on his lap, caused the victim's clothes to be soaked with bleach, which produced a burning sensation to his groin. As a result, the man, who has not been identified, had to pull over and remove his clothes due to the burning caused by the bleach. There was quite a bit of discoloration. Ooh, that could be a nasty scenario. It's like some kind of Michael Jackson story. Let's see here. Well, this is sad. Drunk man beats up handicapped man over Playboy magazine. This is from York, South Carolina. South Carolina man facing charges after deputies say he assaulted a handicapped man over a Playboy magazine. I guess that's all you need to know then, because we're up on a break. When we come back, I have a couple of stories that just kind of grossed me out. One of them is really gross, and the other one actually has a medical benefit, believe it or not. We'll wrap up the show tonight with those two. As you can see, just going through them all, just boom, 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 one after the other. It's nuts. The world is spiraling out of control. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. Of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour, and, we've just been kind of trying to get caught up a little bit on all these crazy stories that have continued to pile in, and, of course, I am now going straight back to work on the TV series. What a crazy, exhausting blur of activity it's all been, but hopefully we'll, have some new shows for you in early May. In the meantime, best ofs and, all that kind of good stuff, keeping you entertained until we finally are able to break open the seals and just tell you everything about what's been going on recently. Keep in mind, if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you can stay somewhat updated there on the weird news, especially if you go to the Facebook page that Mr. Mobius operates. Here's a story that it's really disgusting. It's about a woman who is addicted to, and let me just, you know, reiterate this. This is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. You know, don't listen to this if you fall into that category, okay? It's Dark 30. It's about a woman who's addicted to urine. She drinks it from glasses. She drinks it through her nose. She pours it into her eyes. She bathes in it. I mean, you know, I wish I was making this stuff up. It says that, you know, she puts often her own urine into a neti pot. You know what a neti pot is, Shelley?
Yes.
That you pour in your nose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She puts her own urine in a neti pot and tilts her head back and just pours it through her sinuses. I mean,
is there medication for that?
And you know, apparently TLC has been covering this woman, and they're going to have her on one of these, you know, strange addiction programs. How does this begin? You know, and there are so many jokes that I could make about this right now. All I can tell you, it's not appropriate for American FCC-regulated radio, but you know what the English people call it when you get drunk?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you kind of insert your own joke there. But it's just horrible. Yeah, have you seen this story, Mobius?
I have seen this, and also the women who drink gasoline, and it just blows my mind.
Yeah, yeah, it's just, how does this stuff begin? That's what you always wonder. What was the first instance of this? When was it that, you know, she you know how you go to the doctor and you have to urinate into a cup? We all have to do that. I'm imagining maybe that's the first time this happens to you in your life. You're a kid, you go to the doctor, you pee in a cup. At what point does one do that and say, wow, I wonder what this tastes like? I don't know, but I guess it happened to her. Now, here's a story that is also pretty nasty, but it does have a medical spin on it. It's about a man from Nova Scotia. And this guy, and I'll put this as delicately as I can. The guy has been having a problem for a while with his digestive system. Having, you know, a lot of... shall we say, liquidous stools and problems properly getting his food to healthily solidify and pass out of his body. Well, apparently, they say this happens because there is an imbalance sometimes in the bacteria in your digestive system that is supposed to be there. And so... in order to compensate for this, in order to make sure that he had good bacteria in his system instead of bad bacteria, he got his cousin to do a number two in a bowl, and then he mixed it up with some water. And he injected this into his own digestive system to introduce the bacteria back into his digestive system. And amazingly, they say this works. It's a new medical procedure.
Most people just take probiotics. You know, just pop a pill. You're fine.
Apparently,
this is when people have C. diff and their bacteria becomes so unbalanced, it's almost fatal trying to restore it, and it's resistant to antibiotics. And so this seems to be, in the most extreme situations, the only thing that works.
It's a fecal transplant, and it's now being embraced. In our wonderful, highly evolved, technically proficient society, sometimes you just need to take another man's poop and inject it.
Well, I'm sorry. I think I'd just have to die.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the program. What can I say? I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, and Mobius. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Until next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter, the Twitter, all that kind of stuff. Tune in next week. We should be on the air with the great best stuff for you, keeping you tided over until we can break the good news. You are commanded!